was 9,400 lambs yarded.
A better quality yarding of lambs.
Quality baconers were in demand.
Mount Gambier agents offered an increase.
Our beloved wraps from MLA's National Livestock Reporting Service. I don't know if many producers would survive without them, but an anomaly at Narracourt Sale Yard has sparked questions about who should be footing the bill. Narracourt Lucendale Council has gone 4 years without request for payment, and everyone, including Chair of the Combined Agents Association, Laren Gogol, took the service for granted.
We saw the MLA rep there on a weekly basis and we thought he was a very nice guy turning up and reporting our sale yards, only to realise it was a service that was needing to be paid for. And according to MLA, it's a service that costs them around $600 to report, and they take about $400 of that $600 out of marketing, and the balance is then attributed out to the costs that are paid by either sale yard attendants or managers or agents.
MLA realised it had not been charging for the service and requested back payment from council. But Operations Director Steve Bourne said there was no contract and the board therefore refused.
That's right. The board had said no, they weren't keen on paying the about $17,000 it was going to cost us for the year. They'd reached that decision and that's where it's at this stage.
The onus was then placed on stock agents to pay up, but they too had to question whether there was a return on investment.
Ultimately, every agent would in one way, shape or form report what has been the day at the sale yards. And that would go not only to the people that are at the coalface at the branch in the town, but it also would go out to some degree through the network that that agent works within. The MLA report does come in over the top of that, which goes out then to the general communities and is utilised not only for the reporting structure that we hear on the radio and read in the paper, but also the reports that go internally to MLA for them to be able to derive their figures that constitute things like the lamb indicator, the mutton indicator, the eastern young cattle indicator. All those things are driven by what they get out of these reports.
Exactly. So industry gets a really clear understanding of what's going on around the entire country from these reports. On an operational sense, what you're saying is stock agents don't need that report. But I guess the offset that you're talking about is like marketing and people hearing what's going on in Narracourt and possibly even shaping their sales around it, where they buy and where they sell.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're very proud of our facilities. We as a group of agents are very au fait with the fact that it needs to get out there and we want the general public to realise, but I would be coy enough to suggest that probably 95% of the stock that turn up on a weekly basis are there not because of the market report that's read or seen, but purely because of the influence that's driven by the network of agents and the support of people that want to be in the yards. Ultimately, the amount of levies that are collected out of that sale yard on cattle alone is in excess of $500,000 annually. So for us to contribute a little bit more towards MLA, it seems as though it's probably a token gesture. But if that's going to get a report out to the general public, we are happy to provide it.
Stock agents have agreed to pay $100 per week for the reports, and Council Operations Director Steve Bourne will now go back to the board and ask whether they will agree to match it.
If they're in agreement, well then we will take that back and approach MLA to reinstate the livestock reporting service.
Laren Gogol has been overwhelmed by the interest in the reporting service debacle. He stresses agents had no intention of sparking a national debate, but it seems the conversation has now spread far beyond Narracourt sale yards.
I believe there is a meeting in Victoria this week to discuss a similar thing to what we're talking about now. Why do we contribute and should there not be enough money in industry funds to do that?
And is that a roll-on effect from this conversation in the southeast?
I think it's, yeah, I do believe it is. I do believe that it's something that's come to people's attention purely through what's been generated from this one.
So you haven't started the fight purposefully, but it could be rolling on without you.
I mean, I've been accused of starting many fights on a football field and in a bar, and generally they were legitimately probably, you know, good accusations. But in this scenario, no, we haven't tried to start a fight, but it's rolled into a very long debate.
Jim Maloney reporting for MLA Hamilton.
Jenny Kelly, MLA.